There's a great deal of confusion in our minds about how we should feel in the world as Christian people. There are many different tides and currents in our faith, and at different times, different feelings seem to take possession of us. There's a great tide of confidence in God, the Creator, which makes us feel at home with the good things that He's given us and the beauty of His world. And then there are all those realizations that the world is fallen or wounded or some way frustrated from reaching its goal. Sometimes we feel that we are appropriately being consoled by the Holy Spirit, or filled with a sense of the presence of Christ in our prayer. At other times we feel very far from that sort of peace, and we feel we have a long way to go, that in some way perhaps there's something between us and God which excludes us from the warmth of His presence. And when Jesus says, "You will be weeping and wailing while the world will rejoice," we immediately ask, what sort of weeping and wailing is appropriate for us? Why are we excluded from the joy of the world? Remember the context in which Jesus is speaking. It's the vigil of His death and the devastation which will come to the apostles through the cross is very much in the mind of the evangelist. And that departure of Jesus, the condemnation of Christ and His execution, brings devastation to them. The promises they had put their hopes in seem to be dashed. And that's because they have never really understood that the Christ had first to suffer and so enter into His glory. And all the weeping and wailing of the world really relates to that suffering and the visiting of that suffering in the lives of people. Those who want to carry the cross with Christ will be weeping and wailing. And the world will rejoice with that false joy which says, eat, drink, and be merry, tomorrow we die. False because, of course, it doesn't stay tomorrow. It becomes today. And then Jesus gives us a promise that for us, the weeping, the suffering, will not be a senseless puzzle, an enigma to us which destroys our understanding. It will be something organic, something authentic. And he compares it to the hardship of pregnancy and labor. And he therefore reveals it to us as something which is going to destine us for a joy which will take away all the bitterness which we have ever suffered. And these words are very precious to us. So it is with you. You are sad now, but I shall see you again, and your hearts will be full of joy, which no one will take from you. From an apprehensive and puzzled existence, we are destined to go into a world where what we most long for will be assured to us forever. And this promise is given to us with his assurance of Christ, with his eternal fidelity. Let us pray for those who are bearing the burden of sorrow. Especially those who are poor in the world and in the world's eyes.
Hallelujah.